Am I pressing that?
I predicted correctly. I said that even the short notice of Doug will come out, and there'll be even more than what you say in the share will be on the sheet.
Good morning.
Morning.
Can I say anything for the announcements?
Started the tour in Northwest London. Thursday, 2nd September, Cafe Elul, not as advertised, Harav David Halpin Schmitter. This week's room have been sponsored by Nishmas Rebbe Menachem Ben Rav Aaron Yisrael Rebbeinu and Rav Rocha, the late Alex Halberstadt, a mashallah participant and supporter on the 6th Yard site today.
Going back a long time ago, that as many times as Yidin Vinci Zachun, Ksiva Ksima Toiva, Meshach Chodesh Elul, all these bruchas add up Yom Adin, from Kimtzilitz Yom Adin. So Ksiva Ksima Toiva began to say them, so I'm the Hurech is
Each one is counted?
What?
Each one is counted extra?
Yeah, it's a bruch, Ksiva Ksima Toiva. I had some opinions of Rebbe this week, the London Avinu Sefer, that Ksiva Ksima Toiva is Begematia Shuna Toiva Mesika. I checked the words, stimmt. All right. Chitzke gemate zan ba pashtes vizoy. We're about, mamish, we're kimat there, Rosh Hashanah, a few days of Chodesh El, with the Shabbos in Mitten. And about to enter this year, Rosh Hashanah, Shunam Kedeshes, Shunah fin Shmita. Because Aliyah Kudesh zogt, that Shmita year, kol ha-shunah b'b'chines regel. The ganze year is a yom kip. It's a Shabbos Lashem, it's a Gwaltzik Kedisha. Kedisha Schmidt is a Gwaltzik Kedisha. I'd like to touch a few inyunim, basically two inyunim on Schmidt. And because it's once in 7 years, it's not the thing which is still mutzi, and we are the Baal, unfortunately, still in a Chitzluretz, we have less understanding of what goes on. Just, you'll see me at Shem on the Hechshayrim of Kedasia, something which says, will say the word Yavul Noch. It will not be, some people think, means this is one of the malas in this Heksha, that this is Yevul Nochli. We'll soon see that Kadasha writes Yevul Nochli to avoid those who are makbid not to use Yevul Nochli. Let me explain what I'm talking about. In Shmita, in Shmita's Kakuos I'm talking about now, not Shmita's Kasufim, that's an Indian Bifnasma. Shmita's Kakuos, basically there's two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is to be mafkir, the tvir and the pairs of the fields. You're not mafka the field, you're mafka the tvir, the peris of the field. You're even allowed to guard the field to the extent that people should not be mazik the field. But you mustn't guard the peris and the tvir, it must be open, everybody should be able to come in. Mm-hmm. You can put shoimrim there to make sure that people are not mazik the actual field itself. But you mustn't guard the tvir, anybody can take what they want. You go into a palace then, pick up a few asurigan and take them over. That's
How
one
mix. How can you be mazik a field? How can you be mazik a field?
You smash the you dig, you smash the trees, you tear off branches. You've got the struggling bit. Somebody says, well, that's a branch. You take time to do it. You're allowed to take a pairs without being mazik, but you're allowed to still show me there to make sure that people don't mazik the field. In any case, but the tvias and it is a chir mitzvah, the rice, the hashvias, the shmetene and tashta. And you must allow everybody to take whatever they want. That's one thing. Then there's Nachazach. You mustn't work in the fields. You mustn't What it means, there's an issa d'oraisa to work in the fields. There are certain meluchas which are allowed to be done to protect the trees and so on, but basically these are the two of a din of Shmita. We call it Shmita on the first part, where Meshamet the Pedis. The word Shmita means to be Meshamet, not to use the pace. Now, the shalosh, which I want to discuss, now 2 points. One point is Gevul Nochri. A guy has got a field in Eretz Yisrael. He bought it 100 years ago from the British mandate. It's his field. I'm not going to enter the issue how it became. He bought a field. There's no argument about it. It belongs to him. He's got a field there. And things grow on the field. Do the parents have Kedishas, Shvias or Danish? Yes or no? So let's start off. I'm very generalizing. There's a lot of detail. I'm just going to the Yesoidus to know what's the background. The Gemara Macha in Gittin is a Machloikus Legaba Trimus and Masus. This guy has got a field all the last 100 years. He's produced, he sells it. Is there a Chiyav Trimus and Masus? In Eretz Yisrael, there's a Chiyav Trimus and Masus. Is there a Chiyav Trimus and Masus of Nish? It's a Machloikus the Gemara Rabba and Rabba Loza. Rabba Zogt. Yes, Kinyan, La'ayvut, La'chuvim. Rabba Zogt. Sorry, Rabba Zogt ain't Kinyan. Rabba Zogt ain't Kinyan, La'ayvut, La'chuvim, to be mafkir med masa. The field, the produce of this field is high, but you say masa. Rabba Loza Zogt, it's puta. Both learn from Psikim. They bring Psikim in support of their opinion. Now in this machlok, let's talk about Trimus and Masus. The Gemara doesn't talk anywhere about Shmitah. The Gemara only talks about Trimus and Masus. The shali is do we compare Shmitah, Trimus and Masus or not? Matalechot, if a guy can be mafkir to this status role for Trimus and Masus, maybe for Shmitah also. Matalcheni, for Trimus and Masus, the Gemara brings a pusik, each side, both Rabba and Revelosa bring a pusik. Maybe that doesn't apply to Shmitah. That's the machlok to show them. Tosfos says that Trimus and Masus and Shmita is the same thing. So according to the opinion of Rabba, as Ein Kinyan, La'ayv Gachuvim, La'avkiya Medemasa, and this Chayav Trimus and Masus, these fields are Chayav and Shmita. By the way, the year of Shmita, there's no Trimus and Masus, that's a separate issue. But there's Chayav Shmita. So the produce of Goyish field has got Kedusha Shvius. Azoy helped Tosfos. The Rishonim and Mishael is a masmus to Tosfos. The Rosh held, as I, that those who hold that's puta from Trimus and Masus is puta from Shmita also. Now halucha lemasa. Halucha lemasa from the Gemara, Rabbi and Rabbi Uzzah, till Tufshi and Pei Aleph, or I suppose it started Tufshi Yedalad was probably the first Shmita when after the new Yishuv in Eretz Yisrael. Halucha lemasa, what do we do? The Chazanish was, in many ways, was considered Murad Arad Yisrael, especially in B'Satis Murad, at Gehalten, that Yevil Nochri is Chayev B'Shemitah. And he says, even according to Tosfos, who says that Shemitah and Maaseh go together, and according to the Shitta, that it's put for Maaseh, it should be put off Shemitah also, so the Chazanish, that those who say that a goy can be mafkia, Kedisha Eretz Yisrael, like about Trimus and Masus, is because Trimus and Masus is a mitzvah to do something, to be mafresh Trimus and Masus. But Ola, Klayer, and other things, which is an Issa, there's an Issa Ola, is chal on Goyish fields. So even though the Goyish fields is the produce is high with Trimus and Masus, there's a din of Ola and Klayer. So what about Shemitah? So Tosfos says, so the Chazanish says, Shmita is also an alav, all the serum. So therefore, Shmita applies to a goyish field, even according to the Shitta that Trimus and Masus don't apply. Tosfos, who says differently, is the Chazanish, I'm not going to fight the Tosfos. Tosfos at Gehalten, as the ikar of the Shmita, is the asay to be mafka the fields. This is derech agav gavon the haluchas. So Tosfos puts in the category of an asay like Masa. Therefore, Tosfos says it is mafkir. But if the Chazanish look at Tosfos in this prat, Tosfos is a yuchid. But Pashtus Shmita is not just an asay, there's an issa of all the various haluchos in Peres Shmita. Therefore, Chal Chazanish as Yevil Nochri is chay aladin of Shmita. The Bas Yosef halt as Yevil Nochri is puta. The Mabit Sukta is Machmir. I printed one over on the second side. The Afkas Reuchel, that's the list of Bas Yosef, is quite an interesting illusion. Afkas Reuchel is a child Shivas of Bas Yosef. He brings the Marit, Mabit, calls Elishan Arab Mishan and Tani. Ba'ani Yosef Karu, me, the Bas Yosef, Lo Nichshari Ba'ainai, I didn't accept. Divra Hechuchim Hanizka. Hinani Oima, I say. This is a Bas Yosef solution. Kizeh Esrim Shunu. It's already 20 years, I saw my schools of Shloim Mishirio. He wanted to say there is Kedishas Shmita there. But he see Rai Yosef, I saw all his rayas. V'zeh l'shoyni, Mas Yosef quotes himself, Mash Kesavti Oz, Rai see Mash Etun b'kintrei soy, Linnig din Shvias, I saw his arguments, that Angoya Shafir de Osh Shmita, V'loi nirli, Sheyesh b'Rai Yosef, the Levat l'minnig ha-kadmoinim shaloi nargi ken. So to Bas Yosef, the minnig they saw was not to be noya Kedishas Shvias in Yevil Nachri. So the Bas Yosef, Murad Ari Yisroel, says it's Putter. So we got here a bit of a problem. Bas Yosef says it's Putter, against him a bit. Chazanish is Machriyas Chayiv. Lemasa, this is Halucha Lemasa, this is Nageas. Halucha Lemasa, the Masoira, before the Chazanish came, all the years, the Eidach Reidus, is Matze Yibel Nachri. So if you've got fields which are properly belonging to a Goy, property, when I add the word property, to make sure not to get involved in other issues, a field which is definitely a Goy's field, is Eidach Reidus allow to use these payers without the Shavias. And that's the Mesoyla, Philip Yossi Zeshinsky, and the Melchis Yitzchak, and so on and so on. And that is the Psak Eidach Reidus. B'nai Barak, which is very much under the influence of the Psukim from Chazalish, Machmach, we don't allow Yivul Nachri. Now let me explain to you, when you see the word Yivul Nachri, those who don't know this, think Yivul Nachri is Trap Atz Amal, Yivul Nachri. The Kadasia have accepted the good the shit of Eidach Reidus. But because his Achdus Kelis Achreidus is a kalulistic kehillah, which includes B'nai Baraka Yidin, Litvish Yidin, Chassidish Yidin, Sfardish Yidin, they have to cater for everybody. So they allow Yibil Nochri, but they put the words in Yibil Nochri. In other words, if you're a B'nai Baraka, a Litvish who accepted the Sukkim of Chazanish, don't use it. Yibil Nochri is not a mala, it's a chasu, it's kosher. We accepted the Eidach Reidus Psak. This is the Psak of Kadassia. We accept it. But you have to, just as much as Kadassia used to provide non-glut kosher flesh, whoever wanted it, and the Sfardi were not allowed to use non-glut kosher, or we didn't, they're not allowed to. But they also had glut kosher. So the Sfardi were catered for by having glut kosher flesh. So the B'nai Baraka Oilem, Litvish Oilem, are catered for by having the words Yivul Nachri. He said, don't buy this if you kept the Chazanish. But Kadassi, which caters for everybody, they themselves, as long as you're aware that now all flesh of Kadassi is Galat, so as far as they can eat any flesh of flesh, it's Galat Bas Yosef. Galat Kadassi is Galat Bas Yosef without putting the big signs on the doors. Galat, so as far as they can eat Kadassia flesh, which is glut, which now everything is glut. But this the Yivul Nachri is to be transparent, as we say, even though we have accepted the psak that Yivul Nachri is kusha, like the Bas Yosef, it's kusha for Shmita, but without Yivul Nachri, for those who have accepted the Chazanish, so you don't have to sort of work out yourself what's right and what's wrong. If this is your psak, you've got the Kadassia Hershe, and don't use Yivul Nachri. Yeah.
Why, or maybe they do, why don't the Sfardim just go according to the Bas Yosef? Why do they have to be Machna for Yerushalayim or B'nai Barak? They do?
So they don't have to. You know, now these things have changed, the Shiva symbols and so on. They've come under the influence of the Shias, but strictly speaking, a Sfardi has got Bas Yosef, he doesn't have to, because Bas Yosef, all about it. And we also, when I say we, those are not under. Chazanish was the place of Beit Zohar for Ribba de Reb Zechan, but there's a Mesoilus and other things, so that's, we've accepted Mesoilus. I don't think Kadashi used to even write Yibul Nachri years ago. It's only in Srabu Gvon, Kanai Lahoz, Tagres, and Litvish Oilem, like Chudosh, yeah? The Rapadu Davka did not want to be a Machbid on Sufik Chudosh. The Machloikas, Sufik Chudosh are Machloikas. The Litvish are very Machmer, Chassidish are Davka Michael. Rapadu years ago didn't allow. Afterwards, as this Kanaan Harad Oilem is in Srabah Gavon, so now Kadash has accepted Suf Chudosh to be Machma. But
this pardon? That was his son, not him.
No,
He never gave in.
He didn't give in Mamish, but it was a sort of. But as the Oilem was in Srabah, the Litvish Oilem, And they are Makbit, so you know, Kadashi suppose is the Hisach the Skill of Zacharidim, this is our Chalid, the only Chalid is Kahil and Nun, the Hisach the Skill of Zacharidim. So you have to cater for everybody. Yeah. Another issue, which is, it's a bit of a gebinim with this first issue, but it's an issue on its own. There's a mitzvah to be Makbit fields. It's a machalikus, again, with Yosef in the Marit. Is Pshat that the balbus of the field has got a mitzvah to be mafker, and if he's not mafker, it's not hefker, and it's a gezel, you mustn't take it. He's been a shaygetz, he hasn't been a kind of mitzvah being mafker. That's his problem. But if he's not mafker, it's his, it's gezel. Other than that, lafkata de malka, the rabbonish has been mafker. So it doesn't depend on him, it's not him. He has only got an achrayis, he mustn't lock the field because he mustn't go against the afkata de malka. But he doesn't need to be mafkid. So therefore, if he does lock the field, you can go in. If you're not scared of the police, you go in and you can take whatever you want. And it's not case, you can take an eslig and make a bruch on it. According to the first shitta, if he's not mafkid, you can't take an eslig without his permission. According to the second, the machloikas. An interesting discussion in the Minchas Chinuch. As looked, to be, if the mitzvah is to be mafkid the field, that's a mitzvah say. Tishmuteno and tato, you have to be mafkid. It belongs to you, and as long as you haven't been mafkir, it's yours, but you've got a chiyah, the rai, siti mimah. What about women, if a woman possesses a field in Eretz Yisrael? Yiddish, Shachro, got a field, Tiyash, Tata, Gishdom, and no sons, the field belongs to her. Has she got a mitzvah to be a mafkir, or the nish? We know that mitzvah say, Shazman Grum, Lushmaput. So Lechayla, if it's a mitzvah to be a mafkir, she has another mitzvah. As long as once 10 years. If it's a card to the market, it's automatically hefka. We don't ask her what she, if she agrees or not. The issa to go against the Torah, she's got her issa not to lock the field, because on a lav, hishva kuz of ish or ish, l'chol onchin shabbatayla. So when it comes to an aveira, if the point is that the aveira to lock the field, she has the aveira. If there's a mitzvah to be mafka, she has not the mitzvah. L'chayla, now we've got a bit of a problem. This is a machloikus of the Yosef in the Marit. They can't be machloik with the Mishnah of Ferecious. There seems to be a Mishnah of Ferecious which says beferish that a woman's field is hefka the zach. There's a Mishnah in condition that if somebody loosen a Mishnah, nafnin of a vase, I'm on for Yidalev. That is all. Somebody took a kakulo shot einim of a woman, took the fruit, and he was Shmita, and he took the fruit, and he was Makadesh her with it. Zuk the Gemura, she's Makadeshus, even though she didn't, it's her Peiris, it's not her Peiris, it's his, because it's Shmita. If it's not automatically Hefka, she needs to be Mafkid, and this woman wasn't Mafkid, why should she be Mafkid? She doesn't have to. Abazoi, how can he be Makadosh her with her own payas? Is it from the Mishnah that it's automatically a woman's payas are also hefka? Stark alaya. So he's making Makadosh alaya. So we've got a problem. It's a chakasha of the Bishyosef. Bishyosef says that the person has to be Makadit. So the Zazayish al Mangaruma is a problem. How does Bishyosef manage this Mishnah? Zuk the interessante Teretz. Along the shittas, Peiris Shmita. I said before, it's once in 7 years as Mangaruma. Is it really Mangaruma? If you think about it, it's not Mangaruma. Imagine a person got Peiris Shmita, and he was either he was an amuris, he didn't know you have to be mafkut, or he was ill. He was never from, was in prison, he was whatever it is. He wakes up 2 years after Shmita, and he's got those Peiris waiting for him. Has he got a mitzvah to be mafkut? About the year. There's no man when you have to be mafkid. From the first minute you have to be mafkid. If you weren't mafkid the first minute, you're mafkid 5 years later. The payers of Shemitah are not man geruma when to be mafkid. The mitzvah, the heft is man geruma, not the gavra. Normally man geruma is pshat, I've got a shofar, I can blow it on Rosh Hashanah, I can blow it on Purim. The mitzvah is to blow it on Rosh Hashanah, not on Purim. That's man geruma. But here, these payers, the mitzvah to be mafkid is all 7 years. The payers which grow in the seventh year, the hefter, is mangeruma. But the mitzvah of the gavra is not mangeruma. Is the chayyu, this heist is kamitzah seish as mangeruma. So Nushun would be chayyu even according to Bas Yosef, who says the mitzvah is to be mafkirit. There's still mechir to be mafkir perish mitzvah because it's not mangeruma. Time for the Mishnah. There's a big batty, there's a bit of a problem. This svura, which I said, it's a very good svura, but Tosfos says otherwise. There's a machloek, the Mishnah of Masechtas Menuchos, that tzitzis is a mitzvah shehaz man geruma, because Laila loves man tzitzis, for the isam oisoi, a nacht you can't, natural light you can't see at night time, certainly not the beginning of the month. So Nushim are put in tzitzis, therefore it's man geruma. Is doing machloekus in Rambam Rosh, it's a machloekus shechanurach, how we pass on the Masa. Push the pshat, that you take Mietzim Ubi Yom Kippur in 2 weeks' time, we're going to make a bruch on the talus, make sure it's not night. If it's night, you can't make a bruch. Because by nacht, you're putter from tzitzis. That's the push the pshat. By day, you're chayav tzitzis, by nacht, you're putter. That's one shit, the Rambam shit. Tosfos held andish, it's not true. Tosfos says, a talus ham yechedis lelaila, pajamas, are putter from tzitzis even by yoyim. And our talis and yechidus l'yoyim, like our talisim, are chai b'tzitzis even by laila. So you keep a banach, if you're late, you can make the brucha, make banach also. It's not the, it's the chayfetz, the talis. Freik toisvus, if it's called the talis, so why is it called zman geruma? This talis, which is machir b'tzitzis, is talis, machir 24 hours. There are many talisim which are putter from tzitzis. If it has not four corners, it's putter from tzitzis. If it's not big, if it's not big enough, it's put in tzitzis. So one of the talisim which are put of tzitzis are tzitzis laila, pajamas. If it's got four corners, it's put. It's put for 24 hours. How does it become zman geruma? Those, when the heftzer of a chayfet, which is chayav tzitzis, is chayav tzitzis 24 hours. Zoi freik Tosfos akasha. Emfer Tosfos, and these are the words of Tosfos, Oymeri, Abayin Yitzchok, the Ayin Kufin Rashi, Kiven shechi yivoy, tzuli b'meh shazman goyrim levishus abayayim, yesh la lechush zman geruma, shazman levishus goyrim achir, it's a toys achidish, dort in the chefze is zman geruma, it also comes under the category of zman geruma. It's a toys achidish. Oy bazoi, this is a mamish in the shal. According to Tosfos, is the payer shmitter, which the chefze is zman geruma, it's only once in 7 years, even though these payers, you have to be mafka always. But sof kol sof, these pairs is mangrum, so it's high as mangrum. So lechayla, this is mamish the shal. The shal, which we just had before, betoyla in the machloikas. I'm ending with a word from Rosh Hashanah, nearly there. That's Vasem Azuk. Rosh Hashanah of the Ikra, even though it's the first of us, it's my tshiva. And it's a yem adin, because the Irish decides. B'yem Rishon Yikasevin and so on. But the Ikar, the Tfilis, the Chals, Malchus Shemaim, we don't even mention Avayra, even Tshiva, we mention one point, one of the Vinyam Akainis, it's one else, there's no mention of a Shemaini, like every day of the week. The Ikar, the Shemaini, the Chmam, the Chsan, the Ibish of the Welt. Melech, the Mishpat, the Amadur, it's the Ibish, the Melech, of course, the Ibish is Mishpat, Klav Yisrael, the Rosh Hashanah. Starts off with the din and through the shofar bet, nimtek bet, rachman. But the ikra is mamlechsan. Mamlechsan, the Irish is memeilas shiva. What says mamlech? Your mamlech, pshat your makabal, that he's the melech, and I want to do whatever he tells me to do. That's shiva. Basically, that's shiva. It's the lushan la svasemas. Chashem mevakshim, meloicha kol oilim kiloi, mebeit, meloicha kol oilim kiloi. Tzurech li esek habakush al atzmaini. Boishem, be my melech. Help me, I should overcome my Yetzirah, I should be one of the Avudim. That's the tefillah of Meloich. Meloich HaKol Alim Kilo is not just in Afghanistan. Meloich HaKol Alim Kilo is not just in Afghanistan. Meloich HaKol Alim Kilo is not just in Afghanistan. Meloich HaKol Alim Kilo is not just in Afghanistan. Meloich HaKol Alim Kilo is not just in Afghanistan. Let me explain to the Mushul. The Dukmuk, the Tzuzur of Ars, what's the notion? Meloich HaKol Alim Kilo. Kol Olam is a considerable, what's the Kilo? Zufa Tzuzur, Kol Olam doesn't necessarily mean 100% of the world. 90% of the world is also called Kol Olam, because Riboy could kill it. Meloich HaKol Olam, but no, I mean Kilo, not 90%, Kilo Mamish. Mezukluch from Kotzke Lem, as I said, Mezukluch, Amin Shtayit, Boish, Meloich HaKol, don't say those listen to the Bishnah Dibis to Beshefer. But sometimes you forget, your Mamish Lai Bishnah, 8 or 7 billion people, they should all accept Malchimayim, but you have a guest, kill him, zichoch. The ganze Welt, kill him, zichoch. It's a result of a Muslim, once a very good Muslim, that a man was working at home, and he had to babysit. His wife wasn't there, so he was still a 9-year-old boy. I lived again. He got 11 minutes, he was bothering him. So he wanted to keep him quiet. He wanted to give him something to keep him occupied. So he took a map of the world. He tore it up, 8 pieces, 60 pieces, and said, it was a sellotape, pull it together. So he knew a few hours at Ob Melicha to put together a map. After 10 minutes, the boy comes back. It's there. Step, put up, look. How do you do it? So he said, I started looking at the piece, bits and pieces. They all look the same, dark green, big green, such lines up, and I saw them. I was turning to all of them, and I saw on the back of the map, there was a face of the person, round, the two eyes, their noses. So I put that together. That's the story. What's the nimshel? I heard it from Baba Mister, but I think there's more than that. If you try for the ganze Welt, Melocha Kolay and Kolay, you never do it. But one person you can verrecht. You can't be a mishpia de welt, of a zichanayim v'abchir. That you can verrecht. But I think there's something more to it. There's a limit here. If you verrecht this one person, with that was the shefarach of the ganze welt, it's the same result. So meloich ha-koylem kiloi mein betaka the ikkaz mamlach zan of zich. So that goes together with the first day of hases mechive mamlach zan zich. And through that we hope to influence the ganze welt. As the eshte bel zilufat gezucht, that Hashem Yeshia Melech Hanani B'Yam Karayini, he says that there was a boy who was a brilliant boy, lived in a little village, and the father saw that no tachlis, he won't be able to mash himself, so he took him to town to go to Malamud, and he asked the Malamud to take him into his house. The Malamud said to the boy, look, when you're in my home, I'm your daddy, you're my child, but you know in the class you're like everybody else. You should come, no protector. In the classroom, the Rebbe dealt with the child like every other child. And at home, he was a father, as a father should be. By the way, the home is not supposed to be an extension of the school. It's not there, all of us. So at home, he was a father. Once, the boy was very naughty. He got into trouble. He was scared. What's going to happen? So at night time, at supper, he said, Daddy, I want to ask you a favor. Tomorrow, when you go to school, please have rachmanus on me. Speak to my Rebbe and make sure that it's not too harsh. At the bells of Gezukt, Hashem Hishia Melech Hanani Biam Karani, Miho Machodesh El. Every minute of El is Ani Ledoidi Doidi Lia, Chodesh of Rachman. Yom Kippur, Rashun is a Yom Adin. Yom Kippur is easier, Rashun is a Yom Adin. Maril at Hashikol Chodesh, that one shouldn't be Moisif. Normally Yom Tov, it's Yom Tov Chol HaKodesh, he thinks it's better not to, because he's adding on the Yom Adin. Better stay in El. In any case, so now we have the Chodesh HaRachim. Now, we're a special close to Asta Abishta. Beit Man Hashem is Rachman. Hashem Hoshir. Beit Rebbein Yisraelim, as HaMelech, on Rosh Hashanah, Ya'anayin Yibiyam Kanani. We now ask, Daddy, please make talk to the Melamed on Rosh Hashanah. This is in the Tfilin in Tom Lachaputuk from El, a few days with the Shabbos, we see the Rekas of Rachman Bechasudim, the Varan Chachim. The Meir Rachman, when we enter the Yom Adin, we should have the Ransuk Kirvus Harakim, the Matun Rachman, the Zoy Chazan, the Chivas Name, and the Zoy Chazan, the Chassiv, the Chassiv, the Toy.
Over yeah, the